It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Libertyville, Illinois claims a number of notable celebrities, including actor Marlon Brando and Tom Morello of the metal rap rock band Rage Against the Machine. It's also where Irish folk punk rocker Ike Riley grew up and where he still calls home. His band, the Ike Riley Assassination, plays the Castle Theater Thursday night. Though not a household name like Brando and Morello, Riley's band has a hardcore following and has had critics raving for years. GLT's John Norton caught up with Riley to talk music, Tom Morello, and how the core of his band has roots in Bloomington Normal.
You came into the world the day that all the kings died. I felt the heat in your heart, saw the flames in your eyes for 3 days.
The song you're hearing is the title track to the latest album from the Ike Riley Assassination. It's called Born on Fire. And if the lyrics sound like maybe it's about one of his kids.
It is. It was inspired by one of my kids, but it's really about everybody's kid, I guess. And it's also about, you know, anyone that's been a kid, which hopefully we remember that, you know. You know, it was really written as an apology, you know, for not really believing in somebody that you should really believe in. So
who was that person?
Well, that was the kid I wrote it about. Well, I got one of my kids, so.
Okay. Ike, it's just a beautiful song. And when I first heard it, it just almost moved me to tears. It's that beautiful.
Well, thanks, man. I mean, that's my goal, to make everybody cry as much as I can.
Well, and I was assuming you're talking to your son in the song, but It also has a sound of someone maybe who has come to grips with their lot in life, or maybe come to grips with who they are.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly comes from the standpoint of that the only thing you really have to offer somebody is their independence, and that they need to follow what they believe in and not let parents, teachers, priests, cops, politicians tell them what to do. They have to follow their, you know, it's a cliche. I don't really mean heart, but you know, you have to follow what you believe in, and you're not gonna get by believing in mythical things like gods that occasionally show up to help you.
I can't leave you no money. I can't leave you no land. I can't leave you no faith. I lost a little I had. Flames in the streets, 'cause you were born on fire.
You and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine are friends, and it sounds like you guys go back a ways.
Yeah, my last record came out as a co-release on his label. He and I played a lot together in political and activism events, whether it's labor unions or, you know, food pantry fundraisers. But yeah, he's from my hometown of Libertyville, and his first professional gig was actually my wife's eighth grade graduation party. So
no kidding. Wow. I never saw Tom with Rage Against the Machine, but I did see him play in Audioslave, boy, a little over 15 years ago now, up in Chicago. And what just struck me about it is he brought his mom up on stage. And boy, she was a spitfire up there. She was dropping F-bombs, and she sounded like she was a trip to grow up with, and it sounds like you knew her as well.
Well, she was my teacher. She actually taught. I grew up in the white community of Libertyville, Illinois, and she taught African studies starting in the 70s all the way through the 90s to kids up here, and very influential woman. She doesn't drop F-bombs in a regular speech. She used to announce Rage as the best f***ing band in the world, you know.
Okay, all right. So she did that on a regular basis.
If she was at a show in Chicago and other places too, she would announce them. Now, she's not just Tom's mom. She was head of a group called Mothers for Rap, which was a group that came out against Tipper Gore's censorship of hip-hop music and all music. She's extremely political. She's 94 now, and she's still doing great. You know, she's an impressive lady.
Wow. Ike Riley is the voice you're hearing on GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Let's play a little bit of another song from your latest album, Born on Fire. Hanging Around is the name of this song.
You see a sweat in a factory, slung bags in her doorways. Song for her workers with a corporate whore's gaze. Just looking for work I don't hate with more pay. I'm changing my tune, but I'm not going away. You see,
you're sort of insinuating you're still a guy looking for a better job with better pay.
I love the job. I just need better pay.
Yeah. Let me go back. I mean, you've done so many cool things. You've literally been a grave digger. You've been, what, like a bellhop? You've been a concierge? You've done a lot of different things. But it sounds like you've been an artist at heart, at least, since you've been a teenager. How comfortable were you with that way back when, and how comfortable are you with that right now?
I think I was uncomfortable with it as a kid, you know, because I didn't really know, you know, why I felt certain ways. And so I would just drink and smoke weed to try to try. At first, the jobs, I had romantic views of labor, you know. You know, I mean, I was influenced by books and movies before I was really influenced by music. I knew that I really couldn't hold a job down. So I found jobs that allowed me to be artistic and have freedom to try to figure out whether I was going to be a writer or a musician or whatever. I didn't realize at the time that's what I was doing, but I was doing that. And I picked jobs that, you know, were thought-provoking in a way. I mean, I've been to thousands of funerals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a spectator. Also, when I worked at the front door of the Hyatt in Chicago, I mean, literally, I would have interactions with hundreds of people every day, conversations with people from all over the world and strangers and cops and, you know, neighborhood folks. And so those conversations and observations kind of, you know, seeped into my psyche, and I puked them out as 3 to 4 minute songs.
How in your mischief, then the workers went home and the lights went down and a deal was made. Yeah, I sold out. I sell out tomorrow, last night and today. I'm changing my tune, not really going away. You see, I've been hanging around for a long time. On the outside.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Ike Riley and the Assassination in town March 15th at the Castle Theater. We're talking with Ike Riley right now. And you've got our hometown guy, Tommy O'Donnell, playing with you again at the Castle Theater. You want to give some props to Tommy on his hometown public radio station?
I really don't. I don't think he deserves it. No. Actually, my connection to that town is crazy. Tommy, if you don't know, listeners of the Bloomington Normal area, is one of the greatest guitar players I certainly know and maybe heard. And my other bandmate, Phil Karnatz, is also from Bloomington Normal. And Tommy was his guitar teacher when they were kids. He's been playing with me since forever. He's also been successful in a band called the Polyphonic Spree, Tripping Daisy, and I guess Secret Machines are another fantastic one. And my new record that's coming out May 18th is called Crooked Love. And Phil produced that with me. Phil also produced Born on Fire with me. But that Bloomington Normal, whatever it is down there, has given me not only two of the greatest musicians I've played with, but two of my best friends, for sure.
The final song I want to play is Paradise Lane from the album Born on Fire, and it's an ode to your hometown of Libertyville, Illinois. And I looked it up. There really is a Paradise Lane in Libertyville.
There's a Paradise Lane, and Max and Jake were a couple of kids that rolled a car over on Paradise Lane.
Jake and Max are in high school. They got a band, and I love to watch them play. Saturday night, they rolled their van 5 times and walked away.
And now, this is actually funny. They were in a band. They're just about 20 and 21 years old. Max now is our go-to guitar player when Tommy and Phil can't make it on the road, which is... So I wrote a song about him when he was in high school, and it was and he just kept playing that rock and roll, and now he's good enough to play Tommy and Phil's parts when those guys have conflicts and can't make it to
How cool is that for you?
It's pretty cool because I went to nursery school with his dad. So it's an incestuous town of rock and roll and drunk drivers.
Not all good things gotta come to an end. Some roads that we ride got the bumps and the bends. And some folks turn and some go straight. And most get burned cause folks don't change. And I'm still rolling, rolling down Paradise Lane.
Well, Ike Riley, it's great to talk to you. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to seeing you again, returning to the Castle Theater in Bloomington. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
I just want to make one more plug about our show at the Castle. First of all, I love the Castle, but Brendan O'Shea is one of the great Irish songwriters. He's also a good friend of mine, and he'll be opening the show. So get there early because he's really, really great, and he'll be playing with us. And we're going to do a few... St. Patrick's Day treats, a couple of Pogue songs and a couple of old Irish ballad influenced songs that I've written, but it's going to be a Irish punk folk festive rock show featuring Bloomington Normal and Monster Pawn's great Tommy O'Donnell.
Ike Riley speaking with GLT's John Norton. The Ike Riley Assassination plays the Castle Theater Thursday night. Doors open at 7. Music starts at 8. Discover more local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.